My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know. Jeff, I was a little surprised by Isaac Okoro's deal. This happened, you know, when this happened? Over the weekend? Sunday? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So, you know.
We didn't hit on it yesterday.
He ends up signing a three-year, $38 million deal to stay with the Cavaliers. So, just first of all, your initial reaction and what should fans think of that?
I don't mean to be disrespectful on this one. My reaction was truly this: man, is it good to be 6'5", young and athletic?
No kidding.
I mean, Isaac is a tremendous athlete, and he's a pretty decent NBA player. You know, and if you want to say that he's any more than a decent NBA player, go ahead. I'll disagree with you. I think he's decent. NBA teams need decent NBA players. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, man, the NBA is such a league, Andy, that decent guys, because there are only, you know, 480 guys, 5'10", something like that, in the entire world who are good enough to play in the NBA. It's the most elite, I think, you know, team league of the big ones in our country that we follow. If you're good enough to make it, congratulations, man. Because you don't have to be an all-star. You don't have to be absolutely top of the heap. You don't have to be Donovan Mitchell. You know, you don't have to be LeBron, Jordan. You don't have to be those guys. You can be Isaac Okoro and never average 10 points a game and get $13 million a year. Congratulations. And in complete sincerity, I mean that. But... And I know Isaac is a good defender. Okay, I don't think he's Gary Payton, but he's a good defender. And yes, his three-point shooting is up. Volnick was all excited. His three-point shooting was up last year. Okay, great.
So he's good for three a game?
Well, if your three-point shooting is really good, you're averaging 18 points a game.
Right.
He averaged 9 this last year, and the year before he averaged 6 points a game. This is nothing against Isaac. He's a nice guy. And he's a really good, really good athlete. And I think he's an okay basketball player at the professional level. And so as an okay basketball player in the NBA today, and this isn't about the Cavs overpaying Isaac, this is the going rate. I mean, he's making $13 million a year for being pretty good. Good for him. Really good for him.
I wonder if his role will change at all with a new coach. Maybe something different? I'm just asking.
I'm curious. You know, with Kenny Atkinson, we'll see a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, JB stressed defense. JB Bickerstaff stressed defense. Kenny Atkinson's more of an offensive-minded coach. You got a spot for Isaac Okoro in that rotation? Who's not a dynamic offensive player? I mean, Isaac's...
I don't know. Isaac, you spot him up for D when you need good D?
He tied his career high in assists at 1.9. His career average for rebounds, under 3. So he's not rebounding real well.
Like
he doesn't pass the ball real well. His three-point shooting is okay. And his defense is good. In today's NBA, Andy, that's $13 million a year.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Good for him,
man. You want to look at it and say, okay, he's getting overpaid on this, but I don't know.
He's not. No.
But that's what the NBA is right now.
But other teams weren't banging down the door to sign him because he lasted this long with the Cavs. Doesn't mean there weren't offers and sign-and-trade possibilities and everything else. I'm sure there was conversation. And, you know, he's a solid NBA player. But good for him. That's truly good for him. Congratulations.
Jim is in Cleveland. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Jim.
With Isaac Okoro, just what you guys just touched on, defense, and I think he reminds me sort of a Bruce Bowen shooting the corner three and plays decent defense. I'm not going to say he's that good, but yes, and his athleticism. Now, let's go to, if I got 1 second, on the Browns real quick. Defense is going to keep us in 12 to 13 games this year, way more than what they should do on any other defense this year. Our offense has to show up. Deshaun Watson, all you'll ever get out of him is the glimpses. He has it. He's never knew how to tap into it and keep it fully. He has everything he needs around him, even with Ford in the backfield. Our offense first game, Deshaun Watson, Stefanski, both was the blame for that game. This game, Deshaun looked better, but you're not going to get a whole lot better until maybe this week because we're playing the Giants. But outside of that, guys, you're seeing what you're going to get out of Watson. With that, have a blessed day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Probably right. All right, let's talk a little bit more about money, too, here, because I have another money story for you. How about Tennessee? Not only did they just crush our alma mater.
University of Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they just crushed our alma mater over the weekend. Do we feel embarrassment over that? No.
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Do not.
Tennessee is now adding a 10% talent fee to ticket prices to raise money to give to players.
Talent fee.
Talent fee.
What's talent fee, Andy?
The talent that you're watching?
Wait a minute. When you buy a ticket, you're going to be paying the players?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Serious?
No. I'm just reading the story from On3. And Tennessee is preparing for a world in which schools pay athletes directly by charging fans a talent fee to pass along to the players. Tennessee Athletic Director Danny White told On3 that his school will implement a plan to add a 10% surcharge to all season and single game ticket sales. I can't tell if this is just football only. If a settlement is approved, schools would be allowed to pay. Oh, that's, we're talking about this NCAA settlement. Schools would be allowed to pay about $22 million a year to athletes beginning in the 25-26 season. While estimates that the new roster caps will be included in the settlement, it would also raise the number of athletic scholarships available. The actual cost is closer to $30 million a year. Tennessee is hoping to recoup about $10 million through the surcharge.
Wow.
It's football tickets, which will come in addition to football ticket prices, increase averaging 4.5% across all seats. Huh.
Wow.
I wonder if the kids have to pay for their tickets there. I'm sure they do. At the big schools, you
so
do.
So students are going to have to pay an extra 10% so that their fellow students can get cash?
Yeah, they're going to pay their fellow students.
Great, because, you know, college tuitions are so reasonable right now.
Well, they're giving out more scholarships now, though, too. So there'll be more.
That's great.
More, I'm sure.
That's great.
I doubt they're going to anybody but athletes, but, yeah, I agree with you. Knowing any hike in ticket prices would produce consternation, White and his team decided the best way to handle this one was to explain which part of the new money will be earmarked for players. So they were trying to figure that out. And just they're coming straight out and telling you, we're adding 10%, this 10% talent fee, to ticket prices to raise money to give players.
Wow.
I mean, I can only imagine what Ohio State's going to do. Some of the concessions at Ohio State are through the roof. Like, if you want to buy an alcoholic beverage at Ohio Stadium.
Really?
Yeah, like, I want to say margaritas are like
20?
25 or 26 bucks.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious. I was there for a country concert, and that's how much they were. And I was like, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
I mean, they're not alone for those concerts. I mean, you've seen what prices are for concerts here, too, especially Blossom. They're through the roof, too. You look at them, you're like, I got to take out a loan if I want to mix drink out here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Is this right? I mean,
unsweetened iced tea with a lemon, Andy.
Well, you may
if
have
they
to
don't
pay.
Have a lemon, well, do without.
Well, what they'll do is they'll put the sugar in and they'll charge you to take the sugar out. That way you'll have to pay more for your unsweetened.
There's a sugar extraction fee.
Is this just another step in the right direction or the wrong direction?
It's a wrong direction. The thing of it is, Andy, you're running a professional sports league under the cloak of being a college institution. And there's nothing wrong with another level of professional sports, which is what college football has become. I mean, it was before, but now it's even more so. But again, I've had two kids recently graduate from college, and I have another one in college now.
Congratulations to your checkbook, by the way.
Yeah, that's well, Andy. That's the thing is that you've got this whole thing going over here, this pro sports thing,
mm-hmm.
and you've got families paying through the nose for the opportunity to send a kid to college. And it's to me, it just is out of whack. Back off on the athletics and, lower tuition.
Or have schools.
It makes sense, but it's not happening.
Or have schools that are totally based in high-level competitive athletics and just let them exist, and then have the other ones where the universities are providing the facilities, and
right.
It's basically a club. I mean,
right.
I think at the end of the day, this is just going to strengthen universities that want to educate first, and if you want to play athletics, then you play club athletics. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you got to pay to play on a lot of those club teams.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's going to rip college athletics into different sessions, right? Like, I still think NCAA and the way they do things in Division II and Division III work. I don't think there's
I think it works great.
Yeah, I think, but it's Division I, and that's really what we're looking at. We're looking at, the big-time schools.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.